בוקר טוב. אבל זה בסוד עושה סימס יסטרה. תרח את העיניים קצת. That really a Kodesh Baruch Hu has this taiva. To have a dira betachtoinim. He has this dira to somehow come into this world and grapple with the lowest aspects of this world. And therefore the havamina was to give the Torah to the goy, because they're as low as you can get. When they didn't take it, Hashem gave it to us. But Hashem wanted the Torah to go as low as it could go. He doesn't want the Torah of the Malachim up there. That Hashem has already. Whatever these words mean, well, that was the yesod that we learned yesterday. Go over this a little bit again before we get into the next week. The next week is very difficult. Huh? No, the yesod we understand. Hashem wants the Torah to go down as low as it can. Why he wants that and whatever else he said, you know, that's what he wants. We'll see it now. Moses Ibatsmoy, Iya Vamina letete the Torah to Umasoilam. That was the Havamina to give the Torah to the Umasoilam. Why? Kibin Shetzlam Yechli Skam in and Hatachtoinim by Yosef Selk. Washim wants Tachtoinim. We don't know. That's what he wants. Rachelo Lotzilakablo. But the Tachtoinim, the Goyim, didn't want to take him. So Hashem had to go back to the drawing board and suck it. How are you going to do? Was not the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a Nachlis Goyim le Yisroel. What was Nachlis Goyim was given to Klal Yisroel. Kloima, es eis a tafkid shal yoyim le yis le Goyim, and achtu kibalnu. That tafkid which the Goyim was supposed to get, we got. Vzei kamana sazo, she daikim izeh, she lo rotsu masoylem, la kabel es a teri, she kiblanu anachnu es Nachlis Amadaisa. That Torah that they didn't want to take, we took that, the Zohar says, And we that became our nachle and our voider. But then I'm sure he's a show, so shechina ad lemata be'eret v'inyone agashmiz v'arotzos v'atziyoiz mamash. And we have to bring the shechina down to the lowest places. We're involved in Torah in everywhere, every aspect of our lives, even the most mundane gashmizdik areas, there's a Torah. There's a Torah in the bathroom, and there's a Torah in the bedroom, there's a Torah in the kitchen, there's a Torah everywhere. What our tafkid was supposed to be, if the goyim had taken the tafkid, he doesn't say it, that we can talk about some time. If the goyim had taken their Torah and got the Torah, what would we have done? Gone back to being Malachim? I don't know. Interesting question. So which Torah would Yaakov have been involved in? Not the Torah that he's involved in now, because that was Esav was supposed to get that Torah that we have today. That's what he's telling us.
When you say the goyim,
he didn't say Esav. I said Esav. I just mentioned that to give you a handle on it. No, he offered it to Yishmael, he offered it to Esav, he offered it to all the Umasoilam. And each one, for whatever reason, weren't prepared to take it. They weren't prepared to Makadosh that area. Yishmael, what? Lo Siganov? You want us to Makadosh? We can't. Esav, whatever. No, I'm just interesting. What would Yaakov have looked like had the Umasoilam taken that time? What Torah would he be involved in? The Torah of the Malachim?
Like a rabbi.
No. Zetot. No. I understand what you're saying. No. Not that. No. You have the Torah of the Malachim. Yeah. That's got no shaykhis to tachtoinim. No shaykhis to the physical world. Hashem wanted the goyim to get the Torah that he's going to be shaykh to the physical world. The Torah we have today. Right? The Torah we have today is very shaykh to the physical world. Now, had the goyim taken the Torah, that Torah that's shaykh to the physical world, that would have been their Torah, that would have been their avoider, they would have been Isaac in that Torah. What would we have done? They would have been doing that. The goyim would have been Isaac in that Torah. They would have been doing that. Yeah, that's from the... Chas v'chalil, no, that's what I'm saying. We would have been the Shem V'Avas. I don't know. Yeah. You have a right for that? No, I want to know what the Torah says. I'm saying, says in what manyel, what would have been our Torah according to the Sfasemis? Okay, manyel.
You didn't get the Torah.
Let's see, maybe I'll hear.
You didn't get the Torah. We call Jews.
I don't know. We're not called Jews because we got the Torah. We're called Jews because all that was left was Yehuda. So we became Yehudim. We were never Jews. Well, Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, we were Bnei Yisrael. Hashem was going to give the Torah to the Ummah Sa'idi, but then he gave it to Bnei Yisrael. This was supposed to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Bavada. Avram Yisrael was a special nation, but what was their... Just interesting question on based on the Swiss series. If they'd got the Torah that we'd got, had they taken the Torah that we got, so what would we have done? I don't know.
And we say that like Torah there, the Meragim, they want to stay in the Midbar, only the Torah, not to go to
Shem Vaiva, Shem Vaiva, maybe, yeah. No, no, look at that. I'm going to give the right answer. I don't know. That's true. There might be better answer.
What I know is, I don't know. What did you say, Doris? I really look like you speak. It's like if Hashem made the world on Mars, what would we breathe? Who cares? I'm trying to figure out this world.
Wow. So you didn't understand anything we said. So.
You asked me what I thought. Okay.
This is not happens in our head. You've been born a woman. What? No, that's all we say. No, we see here there was a lechatchil and a b'dieved. In the lechatchila, I'm not understand what's my tafkid. That lechatchila, because that lechatchila never goes away. We have luchos rishon, we have luchos sheni. Had Klal Yisrael not sinned by the chet ha'egel, we would have had luchos rishon. The world that world would have looked like, because that was the world that Hashem initially wanted. You tell me, who cares?
Hashem spent any effort
because you can't have luchos sheni. No, because you can't have luchos sheni. Yeah? If you don't understand where it came from luchos rishon. Luchos rishon was the lechatchila, and we're in the b'dieved at the moment. So what did the lechatchila look like? I need to know how to get back to the lechatchila. I need to know what that looked like. That's the Torah we got on Shavuos. On Shavuos, when you celebrate Shavuos, what Torah are you getting? Luchos rishon or sheni? Luchos rishon. Luchos sheni we got on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Kabbalah Sakkot of the Torah that we have. That's something else. On Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu was up for him in the middle. On Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain again. And he gave him Luchos sheni. Luchos rishon was Shavuos. We still have a Shavuos. We still celebrate Luchos rishon, even though it's some broken stone sitting on the Kodesh somewhere. But that's where it came from. You want to see it slightly differently? There was a Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Rebbe Kiva. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand Rebbe Kiva's Torah, but where did Rebbe Kiva get his Torah from? The Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, he's like that. Okay, that's another subject. We're really off track now. It's not Mumur, it's Torah. I need to understand the Sugya. Okay. Because right now you have both. Right now you have the Torah that Klal Yisrael was going to get, and you have the Torah that the Goyim got. We got that. We didn't get what we were supposed to get. We got what we were supposed to get, and what they were supposed to get. Klal bin Mazeh. Tov. Forgive me for being curious. Sakranut. Ube Emes. So this is, Hashem wants the Torah to go all the way down to the bottom, and that's going to be through the giving the Torah to the Ummah Sa'idah. Zohar says that really Moshe Rabbeinu was fitting to get the Torah already by the Dora Mabul. Ella, she'achisui drochom, וזה רוז בו בחזל, זה גמור עם חולין, מוישה מן התוירה מנהים, זה interesting question. מוישה מן התוירה מנהים, where do we see מוישה's שוירש in the תוירה? I want to say, because it says מוישה about 1,000 times. המן מן התוירה, I want to know where's המן in the תוירה, the Gemara asks, I understand, because it's not, המן's not explicit in the תוירה, so where's המן in the
תוירה?
But מוישה מן, המנהים, yes, so, but where's מוישה מן התוירה מנהים? Where isn't he in the Torah? How many times?
I think 368.
Don't think. If you know, you know. If you don't know, sad,
I remember.
You think you remember. When you know, you'll know. The Shogam who bossed up. The Shogam Gematria Moshe. I'm going to look for Gematria now. In a word that's got the same Gematria as Moshe. That's where Moshe is in the Torah. Where Lechayra is a double pelish, a dafka, hador. המושחס הזה, היראי לקבל לסתירה? דווקא that door of the door המעבר לקודש בו, who destroyed the whole world. He never did it before, maybe he did, but he's never going to do it again. It was so bad that Hashem wiped him out. Dafka there? That's where you find Moshe, the Makabele Torah? Dafka in that place? Wow. But the dogs are saying, it's a very mubari. This tickle is always perfect according to the Sfasengas. In Meshada Rabbi, Misha Yaisa Tachton Re Yaisa, the Kabbalah Torah, the lower you are, the more roy you were to makabel the Torah. Misha Yaisa Shaykh is a woman, so Nachlis Goyim, who Yaisa Roy the Kabbalah Torah. Shocking news. If you would have known this, if you would have told somebody last week, you're going to learn something else, you would tell them, there's no Torah like that. It's ridiculous. The higher you are, the more Kodesh you are, the more tall you are, the more you have the Shaykh is the Torah. The lower you are, the more decrepit you are. That's where the Torah is right in the front. Strange, no? Yeah. What are you not to come in?
We're at the 49th level in Mitzvah.
Yeah, but he only gave us the Torah when we got to the 49th level of Kedusha. Yeah. He wouldn't have given us, he didn't give us the Torah in Mitzvah. We had to go through 49 days of Sfiras Omer to build ourselves up to some Israeli Torah. But you're right, he took us at the lowest moment for a reason. Okay? But this is something else.
Yeah.
Okay. Typical Sfas Emes. That's the Sfas Emes. Shows you things and it's Meduyak. Ubezeh Yuvan Madua Avram Vinu Tchines Dauka Yisa Kol B'Shekach B'Sheful B'Matzah. Why does Klal Yisrael have to start with Avoseinu Oida Avodazoruhu? That's a nice compliment. You're checking out a shidduch. They tell you, look, first of all, this guy was about Avodah Zarah, and then he did this. And just tell me he's a big tzaddik. Why don't we start off celebrating Pesach by telling you what a low life your father was? I mean, it was a Bala Avodah Zarah. He was a Ben Nida. Shaya Oyvid Avodah Zarah Veya Ben Hanida Kedisa Bazar Kodesh. Kimid Adarabba, Taikim Mokam Atach, Ben Yoysir Tzaydish, Lakos Bokhra, Shos Shkinasa. It's dafk in the lowest places that Hashem wants the Shechina being exposed. Rak she dor mavel lerotz lekabel a Torah. Only the dor mavel didn't want the Torah. Shamru lekel sumi menu v'cheinu masoilam lerotz lekabel a Torah. V'zochu bo Yisrael v'kibla latzman takenes hanachlis goyim. Karisol took the Torah. The goyim didn't want it. The dor mavel didn't want it. The masoilam didn't want it. They didn't want that tafki. Being the suck in the world from its lowest places. As Klal Yisrael said, fine, we'll go down into the muck and we'll bring it up from there.
But it's a condition to get the Torah. It goes through the lowest level.
We have to elevate it, of course. Hashem doesn't want it staying down there.
You have to go to the lower
level. But he wants the sparks of all the low level. It all has to be raised up. Everything. Not just from here. From before. Yeah. Yeah. Where does Mashiach come from? From Mav. From Rus with Boaz out in the middle of the night to the granary. That's Klal Yisrael. Yeah. Where does Yehuda, where does Mashiach come from? From Yehuda with what he fought with the Zoyna. It was his kavanos. He didn't have kavanos to build the nation. He had kavanos to be with the Zoyna. What's going on here? That's where the Kedusha, you see that everywhere. Nachon. A Kodesh Baruch Hu found an Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu wasn't the men, one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. He was born in a home of the worst. He himself was a Baal Avodah Zarah. He had nothing going for him. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll see. That was afterwards. It's after Klal Yisrael grabbed it. We'll have to see. Moshe Rabbeinu is an interesting thing. We'll see. It seems Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was going to get the Torah in Dor HaMavor. What after Moshe Rabbeinu? Whoever was around there, give him the Torah. Give Noach the Torah. No, Moshe Rabbeinu would have been born in that door, and he would have brought the Torah. It's not special like Moshe Rabbeinu with Torah. You have to see good case. Moshe Rabbeinu was mamash. He was born Moel. And Avraham Avinu was born Benida. Avad. That you have to understand. How does this fit in with what did happen? There are those that say that Adam HaRishon understood this, and that's why he committed the world into the, that's why he did what he did. He understood this. He understood that the Torah in Gan Eden, that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants it to go all the way down to the bottom. And then you bring it up. Hashem said, you're right, but I didn't ask you to do that. I asked you to do something else. I told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. You understood that if I eat from the Eitz Hadas, I can really go long. And from there, we'll bring it up. Hashem gave me all this koich and all this power and all this Adam Arishon kite in order to just sit here and, you know.
He used his own
approach. So he used his own approach, but yeah.
Big risk. That means you can fail if you go.
He didn't understand. He didn't understand what the failure would be, but it seems there was built into that. We touched on this a little bit, and I'm not going there now, but we touched because that's more complex, more dangerous than this. At the end of Chelek Aleph, we touched on the sugya of an Hogas Hamishpat and an Hogas Hayichud. I don't know if you remember. That we have to know. That you have to learn from the beginning all the way to the end. Otherwise, you become an Aquarius without insight, without any suffering. When you hear that, and you don't go from the beginning all the way through to the end in one sitting, you become an Aquarius, guaranteed. It nearly happened to me. And I heard it from Yaakov Hillel. I heard this yourself from Yaakov Hillel, and we fought and battled with him for weeks in the sugya. That it's poshut kvira. But what can I do? The Arizal says it. The Ramchal says it. So what are you going to do? Well, that you have to see inside properly, and we have to do that sugya properly, and you don't need to know it now. The only reason we learn that sugya is because the people out there that mess up that sugya terribly. And they do become up because him, but they don't know that's what's happening to them. In Khan Mokam Lahariya. Well, when we get there, we'll get there. I don't mind doing it on its own. Let's take up the last chapter of Chelek Aleph. It also explains what was going on in Adam Rishon's mind at the time. So, okay, let's go back to our subject. But that's why the beginning of Klal Yisrael, the beginning of the Ummah called Klal Yisrael, has to start with Avraham Avinu, because that's as low as you go. You don't get lower than Avraham Avinu when he started out in his journey. Avraham Avinu was before Mitzrayim.
Yeah, same.
The Mitzrayim were babies compared to Avraham Avinu. Nimrod, you heard of Nimrod? Avraham Avinu was dealing with Nimrod. Nimrod's the sheresh of all evil in the world. If there was a Paro, it's because there was a Nimrod. And Paro was a tooth fairy compared to Nimrod. Good question. Well, their business is in Israel named after them. I'll tell you now, in 100 years' time, when Jews are naming their children, Mashiach should come before Hitler, you'll have the same question, you won't understand it. But they don't know. Why do they call it Hitler? Because they don't know. They know it's the name of the Torah. You don't need them.
Sage.
Yeah, he was a Gibor Chayil. He was a very choshev Adar. No, they don't know. It was a nice name. You get Dud Shemesh is also called Nimrod. You get shoes today. There's a big shoe company in this country called Nimrod.
You ask
people, why are you wearing Nimrod shoes? No, because I'm trampling on it. And they'll tell you, no, mine's with a Vav. He's without a Vav. Well, they've got all excuses. I've had this part of the people. Well, what are you? They're ignorant. They don't know because we're not teaching them. Okay. Well, Nimrod was evil personified. Hitler was a nursery school teacher compared to Nimrod. Zuha Siba Gam came, Shibnei Shal, Nifnei Kabbalah Soteri, Nichnasu, Vyadu, the Madrega Sheffel, Neiris Kuzu, Shal Eilu Vele, Eilu Vele Zora, Rabbovid, that's what you said. Tanu Shal, before they got the Torah, when they stood on Yam Suf, they got to the level of Eilu Vele, Eilu Vele Zora. The Malach of the Yam Suf, I haven't seen any difference between Tanu Shal and the Mitzri. Now, the Mitzri were pretty bare. It was Ervis Ha'eret, there was Tuma Adasov. And the Malach says, excuse me, Kosh Bokri, but Malach Kamina. Tanu Shal, Mitzrim, Eilu Eilu Dona Zora. Shakuim b'men tez sharei tumav ad kedei kach, sheroi v'am lo lotsu tez me Mitzrayim. 80% of the time, so I didn't want to go to Mitzrayim. Quite comfortable to stay there. But meisu begimu yomai afeile. They died in the 3 days of darkness. Kedei, ki kedei lekabal teire tzarech leredes to shepel hamatzel. To get the Torah, you have to go all the way down to the bottom. Zu tafki da teire la'avi la'matzel shel dira betach toini. Because that's what the Torah has to bring. was to bring about a dwelling place for Hashem in the lowest places. I don't know if you're allowed to learn the Tanya, because the Chaim Volozhin wrote a sefer called Nefesh HaChaim, but you wouldn't learn Tanya. The Taba gave hundreds of shirim on Nefesh HaChaim, but he's bringing the Bala Tanya, so let's see what the Bala Tanya says. But that's told me after he learned the Bala Tanya, after he learned the Tanya, and he's a master of Nefesh HaChaim, he didn't see any chidushim in the Tanya that went from Nefesh HaChaim. Which is interesting. Okay. Vizu Indian Hishtalchinus Alamois, we are also in Madregal and Madregal, the Ribu Halavushim, a mysterium Haor, the Hughes, Shimimimimenis Barak, and Shimibro Elamazay, Agashmi, the Chaim Remamish Akos. So this is also Loshan Nefesh HaChaim. I've never learned Tanya, I don't know anything about the Tanya, I've never read Tanya. Nefesh HaChaim, Bukh Hashem, I had people to know what goes on. They're saying exactly the same thing. Correct. The Nefesh HaChaim wrote the Nefesh HaChaim. You wouldn't learn Tanya.
He didn't copy, Reb Chaim Volozhin didn't copy anything from the Tanya.
Reb Chaim Volozhin's Rebbe was the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon testified, no. I don't know if Reb Chaim Volozhin even opened the Tanya. The Vilna Gaon testified about Reb Chaim Volozhin that he understood everything there was to understand in the Nimshot. And in the Yud Kei Vav Kei itself, he knew everything he needed to know. The Vilna Gaon said that. So he had his own, he was able to stand on his own 2 feet. Yeah, I'm not going back into that old machlokes between the boxers and the Vilna Gaon because we don't understand what the machlokes was. But that's why he gave us a whole shiur explaining why you can't understand what the machlokes was. You can't. Unbelievable shiur. Explaining not what the machlokes was, but why you can't understand the machlokes. So don't put your head into a machlokes, but you don't understand it. Anyway. I don't know why I even said what I just said. Probably fully yates of a lot.
You see that Klein put together this book?
Huh?
You see that Klein put together this book and wrote it? Michelle Klein?
And so what?
He wasn't a Israel Tower.
What are you talking about? The Brazil gave hundreds of shirim on the Tanya.
Okay, like I said, you didn't talk about the Tanya.
Reb Chaim Volozhin.
Yeah, I got confused.
No. The Brazil's a Satma Chosid. You didn't learn Tanya? Many people learn Tanya. There's a certain group that gave the Tanya a bad name of all the Tanya. We don't quote the Shulchan Aruch Harav. I'm saying what was going on there between them, we don't understand. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know why I mentioned it. Forget about it. Then let's learn what he says, though. This is strictly esoteric. And when we started learning Nefesh HaChaim, it lasted 3 days in the dark. Either learn something else or we're not coming again. So this is not for everybody, but let's just hear what he says. The thing called Hishtalshulos Ha'ilomas V'iridosim Imadregel Imadregel Ridu Halvushim Hamastirim Ha'or V'achil Shememen Yisparach Ad Shenivra Olam Hazeh Agashmi V'achoyim Rimamash. They start off somewhere up there in the purely spiritual world where there's a big light. That light comes down through a whole series of chains, like links in a chain, think of it like that, okay, the marshal. Okay, and as it comes down, it gets more and more of a levush, it gets more and more clothed in gashmias. The light gets hidden more and more and more until it's able to come down here into this world, physical low world itself. Something starts up there where it's just kulu ain't sof, it's all just Hashem infinite. And he wants to reveal that in the world, but he can't because he just gets blasted out the room. So he filters it, maybe filters is another word for levushim. He clothes it and he filters it out until the light comes all the way down into this very lowly world. That's the lowest you can go. There's nothing lower than that, being in a seisa oiroi, in terms of a light being hidden. Light also just a mosh. There's this big light that's Hashem, and that light is hidden down here more than anywhere else. The more you shrink the light, the more there's room for the dark forces. The sitra acha, and that's what's happening here. Hashem's hiding himself more and more and more and more, becoming more and more gashmi, less ruchni, and that's where all these klippos, the sitra acha, whatever that is, all the bad guys, yeah? The bad soldiers, that's where they all start manifesting. And they're against Hashem Mamash. Now, they can't be against Hashem Mamash because Hashem creates. But that's their tough kid in the world, is to be against Hashem. When it tachlis has stalchinus oilomas, we don't. The reason why we take all of this and bring it down, yeah, it's not because of their benefit, the higher world's benefit. Well, then you read more upon of his baruch, the purpose is for the lowly world, this world down there. That's where Hashem decided he's going to get his whatever that's called. Tafka, the low world. What he is talking about. Okay. Whatever that means, ask somebody who knows. If there's anyone around there, ask them to explain to you what the Bala Tanya means. Yeah, ask the Rebbe Sunday. The big common people, I'm sure he has a good grasp on this. Taking a pause. What we do know from this shtickle Tanya, and then the Pesach Chaim says exactly the same thing, is that this light, this Ein Sof, Baruch Hu, this infinite light that is Hashem, before the Bria, and of course after the Bria, but before the Bria, somehow shrinks its light, they call that Levushin, and clothes itself in more and more Gashmias, going through the different worlds, Bria, Yetzira, Asir. And that comes down, yeah, until it's in the lowest place where the light is hidden completely. Well, you have to go looking for it if you want to find it. You have to use this to see it. It has to be here, because if it wasn't here, nothing would be here. That's the point. That light, that's Ein Sof, that is here, but it's closed. It's hidden. It doesn't go away. Ayem koyim kvoidei. What does ayem mean? Where? No. Ayem means it's there, but it's hidden.
Clothes, not
filter's the same as clothes. It's filtered out.
It's all here. Whatever is
whatever word you want to use, you're always in the world of Moshe. Whatever word you want to use.
But it's all that is there is all filtered.
Hidden. Yes. Yes. Excellent. Yes. Doesn't get mevatel. The tzimtzum didn't mean that Hashem took himself out of a place. And in that hollow, he created the world. It means he hid himself. He hid his light in that place. He has to be there, because if he's not there, nothing's there. We call it Varma Morim Leel. From everything we've said up to now, we learn an interesting, awesome foundation. That is, we know nothing. But other than that, you also learn something. The kol sheach hisorim gadol yoyser, to the extent that the lack is bigger. The kol sheach hamoyt says atzmoi bebechinas tachtoin she'ena tachtoin lamotu mimenu. To the extent that a person finds himself lower than low, he can't go lower. He has to know that's his job, that's his nisoyim. He tachlis abriya, that's the tachlis of the briya. The other rabbi, davka b'toich hacholu v'hachisoron agodol hazeh, v'yoich livnoit binyan peh rav kumot. It's only from that low place that he can build what he needs to build. L'mamesh elohitzi l'poel is tachlis abriya b'kol atzmusoyim, to fulfill and to actualize the purpose of the Bria in all its power, because his deeds are more. This needs a lot of hezba. there were people who felt Shlomo Melech tried it once, that because of this, you go into the lowest places in order to extract the light from there. Yeah. It was very dangerous, nearly lost his life. Shaptatsi also got caught up in it. Very badly lost in that war. There are sparks in the lowest places that need to be extracted, whatever that means. There were great people that felt their job was to plunge themselves, plummet themselves into those levels in order to fulfill this. You're not allowed to do that. It was Adam Arishon's mistake. It was Shlomo Melech's mistake, B'shaisai, and there was a lot of people's mistake. They went into the Olam HaTumah. If you're there, you're there. Get out of it. Deal with it. Elevate it. If you don't put yourself in there in order to be a hero, you don't get into the ring with Mike Tyson. It's a Gemara Mufereshes. It's a Gemara Mufereshes. The Gemara says you're walking down a path and you come to a fork in the road. And the one path goes through the river, past the river where the women are washing their clothes, not themselves. They were fully clothed. And there's another path which takes you straight home. Yeah? If you go down the path, there's two ways to get home.
The women is quicker.
Yeah. So the for the purpose of this discussion, even if they're the same. If you go down the path where the woman washing and you don't look, Nikra Rosha. Why? Because the Nisayin's not at the river. The Nisayin's at the crossroads. Don't put yourself into a Nisayin. You're not a Rosha because you didn't look. You're a Rosha because you shouldn't have been there in the first place. Your Nisayin's not at the river. The Nisayin's at the crossroads. Why did you walk there? That's where we learn this from. You're not allowed to do what Adam Rishon did.
Wait, shouldn't have been at the crossroads? Or
you shouldn't have been at the river. No, you go on your way home.
Yep.
You come to a crossroads. Way says, you can either go left, you can go right. Don't go left. Oh, but I went left and I didn't look. I'm a big tzaddik. No, you're a Rosh of the Gemara says. Why? Because the Nisayin's now, not there. Don't put yourself into a Nisayin. Unless you told you.
I have